Good morning, church. It's so good to be here today with you, even though we're apart. And I just wanted to come and share a few thoughts with you. At the beginning of this time when this all started, we sang a song before we left, and it is called Let It Be Said of Us. And the words are, let it be said of us, we were marked by forgiveness. We were known by our love and delighted in mercy. We were ruled by his peace, heeding unity's call. Joined as one body, that Christ would be seen by all. Let the cross be our glory, let the Lord be our song, by mercy made holy, by the Spirit made strong. Let the cross be our glory and the Lord be our song. To the likeness of Jesus be through us be known. Let the cross be our glory and the Lord be our song. I was thinking about that song when we had all the shutdowns happening, and I knew that this exemplified our church. And I began praying that for our church and thinking of our church through that. I'm also reminded of a hymn that goes along with this, and it's called May the Peace of Christ My Savior. And the words go like this: May the peace of Christ My Savior, verse 3, rule my life and everything, that I may be calm to comfort sick and sorrowing. I wanted to thank you, and Rich did too, for all the people who have been helping us for the past several weeks. You brought us flowers, juice, and sure, Dr. Pepper, pretzels, soup, macaroni and cheese, a book, tea. Several of you ran to the store for us, some of you for urgent medical supplies, dropping everything and just to run and go for us. We had so many offers that we had to turn people down. You sent us cards and texts and everything. What does this say? I think it says that you're a church body who loves each other and are willing to help each other, that you are willing to serve and take risks and to be the hands and feet of Jesus. You were not that just to Rich and myself, but to so many people in the past few weeks. I've heard of many, many people that you've been helping. And I just want to thank you for being the church and for loving and for serving and having compassion. The first verse of that song says, let it be said of us that the Lord was our passion, that with gladness we bore every cross we were given, that we fought the good fight, that we were finished the course, knowing within us the power of the risen Lord. So let the cross be our glory and the Lord be our song. By mercy made holy, by the Spirit made strong, let the cross be our glory and the Lord be our song. Till the likeness of Jesus be through us made known, and let the cross be our glory and the Lord be our song. I hope that you will pray those words, and that will be our mission, that the cross is our glory and the Lord is our song. And that as we struggle through whatever looks like right now because of the virus and the events of the world, that is our goal. Our goal is unity. Our goal is Christ-likeness, compassion for each other, and serving. Thank you for doing that for us and for others in our church body. And we love you and we miss you.